translation and purport by His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Prabhupada Ki Jai. A brahmachari should be quite well behaved and gentle, and should not eat or collect more than necessary. He must always be active and expert, fully believing in the instructions of the spiritual master and the sastra, controlling his senses, fully controlling his senses. He should associate only as much as necessary with women and or those who are controlled by women. Purport. A brahmachari should be very careful not to mix with women or with men addicted to women. Although when he goes out to beg alms, it is necessary to talk with women and with men as much as very much attached to women. This association should be very short, and he should talk with them only about begging alms and no more. A brahmachari should be very careful in associating with men who are attached to women. Jai Shri Radha, Bhagavad Ram, Lakshana Man, Jai Shri Shri Goni Jai. So this Shrimad Bhagavatam, from page 1, or the first sloka, to the last sloka in the 12th canto, is the manifestation, or the written form of the absolute truth. So it is, of course, that means this is non-different from Krishna. So whatever it is written, we have to accept if we actually like it or not. And so this section of Bhagavatam is, this small section of Bhagavatam, the Brahmachari, is only a short section, and it's about Brahmachari life. But brahmachari doesn't mean just putting saffron on and living in the ashram. No. There are four types of brahmachari. And of course, the topmost is Nishkari. Yeah. And another one is the brahmachari who lives in the ashram of the spiritual master for 25 years. His first 25 years. Then if he wishes to get married, he can so by the permission of the spiritual master. Now there's one quote from Prabhupada about this. You can check it out on Varnipedia.com. It's a very nice website that has all Prabhupada's quotes on different subjects. So this one that I say that stays in the ashram under the guidance of the spiritual master, where he's learned or taught to control what we have just read. Then at 25. If he wishes to get married, he can be. And so then, when he enters the grass, the ashram, he can live up to the name of Grihastha, and not behave like a kami. So the brahmachari, of course, so that means ultimately saying that the grihastha, if he's fully trained up, in the sense we just read, that he's also a brahmachari. And of course, there's the vanashram system, which is the system established by Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, and of course we know what they are. There's no need to go through them. And so then we just have to follow what the Srimad Bhagavatam says on these different subject matters that I mentioned in the Bhagavatam, and not change it, not deviate from them. And but one thing I've noticed since I joined in, I think, yeah, 92 I joined here, that now the Brahmacharya ashram was full upstairs up there, completely full. You couldn't even move, not even. But in those days it seemed to be a lot very more strict, and I'm not saying it's not strict here, of course, but over the years I've noticed in other temples also that due to the unnecessary, let's say, association, as it says here, with the mothers, that we can, or the Brahmachari can easily get this. I'm trying to avoid the word fall down because it's not applicable. I don't like using the word, but should be advancing to the Grand Ashta Ashram. Now, one time in Mayapur was one Sunday, actually is on this, actually I think it was this section of Bhagavatam. One householder, he asked Bhakti Vijayapurna Maharaj, as we know, Maharaj, he likes his questions short and direct. So then this householder started off doing a long, windy question, but Maharaj interrupted and said, "Just what is a question?" He said, "I was reading in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam that women, or the form of woman, is Maya." And then Maharaj very calmly said, "If it's written in the Bhagavatam, it must be true. But," he said, "don't blame the women. Blame the men for falling into Maya. We should not blame the ladies unnecessarily." So, when we, all Brahmacharis, associate, including Grahastha Brahmacharis, should not associate, apart from, of course, their wife, not only for service to the spiritual master, or of course how to generally talking about not talking nonsense or things like this, but just to serve the Brahmachari should be serving the order, the spiritual master, and serve the spiritual master. That includes householder Brahmacharis. And then we can serve the spiritual master nicely. And some of these instructions given here in these first five verses or six verses is, if we can follow these very strictly, then we can make great benefit. And of course the greatest benefit is actually controlling the enemy of, as we know, there's six enemies, and one of them is lust. Now, lust is always it's always there in the heart, because it's the enemy in the heart. Now, in the, what is it? In the, where is it now? Yeah. In the Shimabang, in the 10th canto, I was trying to find a part two of the 10th canto, but they don't have it in the library upstairs. But the references, you can check it out later on. It's Ishma Bhagavatam 10:33, verse 39. And in that purport, it describes how one can conquer this enemy called lust. In the purport, it's that chapter 33 is the last purport of the Rasalila pastime, and so in the purport Prabhupada writes that just by narrating or hearing this pastime of Rasalila, the material lust will disappear. The material lust that's in the heart will be as you put it, I forget that, but will gradually be purified just by listening to the pastime, the Rasalila. Or the material lust that's in the heart will gradually be purified and disappear. So the material lust, of course, is very strong, and the material lust doesn't mean just meditating on the form of the opposite gender. And you know, for one's personal pleasure. But it could be any form. I can only give my personal example, that before I joined this movement, now the ladies were there, but I always used to be into big cars and big motorcycles, especially motorcycles. So every time I used to go to work, I would go past this motorcycle showroom, and I would stop just to look at one particular model. And I was so, I wish I could have this. It was actually, the top model of the time. And I was thinking, I wish I could have this motorcycle. Really, really, and I really got lusty just over having this motorcycle. And so it's not just the form of a lady, but or a man, because it says in the Bhagavatam, also in the 11th canto, it says the form of woman is Maya to man, and man is form of Maya to a woman. So then Prabhupada actually gives how to get purified from this material lust by just hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, especially the Rasalila. Of course, one generally, one should not in public, because it's such a high topic, one should not generally discuss these things in public. But amongst, let's say, the devotees who have taste for these topics of Radha and Krishna, one can do this. One should discuss. And of course, the example is with Ramananda Roy talking to Lord Caitanya. And so, of course, in private, one-to-one, Lord Caitanya and Ramananda Roy, you know, we know the conversation. And then, but when the Sri Vaishnavas came, came nearby, they would stop talking about such high topics because these topics of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they're very confidential, and if one does not understand them, one can one must understand them and not act properly. They will, you know, do something strange or something like that. And so this course also is not mentioned here, but also maybe later on, maybe brahmachari should be also preaching. This is a preaching movement. And now the question raised here is this: now this may seem very confident, controversial, but this is after listening and for a few times on this what I'm about to mention, that what are we preaching? This is the question in Lord Caitanya's movement. What are we preaching? Now, this movement is a preaching movement. Now, of course, Lord Caitanya, when he appeared in Navadvip, Mayapur, he came, we know, external and internal reasons. So the external reason was to give Harinam, Sankirtan, to everybody. And not just ordinary Sankirtan, but Prema Sankirtan. Preaching means actually trying to bring the conditioned soul to the level of Prema Bhakti. But nowadays we see devotees using so many different methods. I personally don't like the vegetarian line. I don't like it because, as Prabhupada said, even the pigeons, they're vegetarian, but they're having sex 64 or 63, four times a day. And so, we should be preaching in the line of Lord Caitanya by coming every day and doing Harinam Sankirtan, or Prema Sankirtan, because Lord Caitanya, he came to give prema to everyone. And then, because nowadays I have seen that in the cultivation of the conditioned souls that are coming, that after some time, we have to, when they're being cultivated, they should come to this, these things should be mentioned. Otherwise, if they don't, if we don't mention them, eventually we have to mention them. Then they'll, when they hear these things from other, from another source outside of ISKCON, they will think, no, Prabhupada hasn't given everything. They'll think, oh, ISKCON is not preaching this. ISKCON's only preaching being vegetarian and this and that. But Prabhupada has given everything in his books. Everything. And there's one book, it's not, I used to have a copy in Mayapur, but it's not printed by ISKCON. It's printed outside of ISKCON. You can get it, a copy in Vrindavan. It's called Search of Life's Ultimate Goal. It's Prabhupada's first book. And the history is that one of Prabhupada's godbrothers one day was in his room, in a Prabhupada's room in the Radha Damodar temple, and he found two trunks there. So then he opened one of the trunks, and he found this manuscript. Now this manuscript was written by Prabhupada when he was living there, and this manuscript, there are some pages missing, which describes the conversation between between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. So then he actually decided to keep it, but then under some time, a little time, some devotees found out. Then they requested that this sannyasi, Prabhupada's godbrother, actually put it into print. So that's actually Prabhupada's first book. In Search of Life's Ultimate Goal, and that starts off with, we know the conversation of Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. So it ends up like that. That's the context of the whole book. And it's a very nice book to read. And now we can... Now, going back slowly to... Or going back to the... the hearing about the narrations of Krishna's pastimes, especially the Rasa Leela. Now, Prabhupada writes in... here it is, yeah. In the purport to Nittaikadapadalam. Now, for some reason, the BBT have changed it slightly. Because if you hear the recording of Prabhupada on this purport, it's slightly different for some reason, but the BBT have changed it. But the meaning's still the same. So, of course, Prabhupada, this is a preaching movement. So the preaching has to be one aim in that preaching, or a goal in that preaching. And that is to take the fallen conditioned souls back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. But in our line, the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava line, back to Godhead doesn't mean Vaikuntha. It means Goloka and Vrindavan. If one is on the level of Parvidi Bhakti, then one, at the end of that this lifetime, one will go to Vaikuntha and serve Vishnu in the mood of awe and reverence, and of course they're the devotees. And the moment I'm reading the book about Gop Kumara, and he's moment traveling, going through the no, sorry, Narada Muni is going visiting, trying to find out who is the best devotee getting the mercy of Krishna. So then, at moment, I'm just coming to the section where Lord Shiva, he says to Narada Muni that you should first go to the. From here, I'm not a. I don't. No, Lord Shiva doesn't want anything for himself. He says, you should follow the best. The devotees that get the mercy of Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the devotees in Vaikuntha. And from then, it goes on to. And then Narada Muni. He accepts this and listens to Lord Shiva. Now the purpose, of course, being a preaching movement, this is a purpose. The aim or the goal is actually. Now this is what Prabhupada writes, or the BBT writes. But if you listen to the, as I say, the original, it's the same meaning. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha and Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, one must take the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So this is the actual purpose of this movement. And of course, a brahmachari can preach. In fact, this is the main, in one sense, the main service of the brahmachari is not to do menial service. Menial service, the brahmachari, means actually keeps one humble, a humble state of mind. But the actual goal is to enter the Lord Krishna's sublime pleasure dance. Of course, that means, in remote words, Rasa Leela, in one's spiritual body, of course. So, of course, we have to develop this body, this spiritual body, in this lifetime. Otherwise, how can we, when we go back to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, how can we do our service? This form of human life, be female or male, is actually to get ready for our service in the spiritual world, whatever it may be. Now, as I heard Janivas Prabhu say some time back, our service in the temple or maybe not, one may be bajari, one may be temple manager, temple president, this and that. He said, in the spiritual world, your service may be completely different. And in one spiritual form, the service may become completely different. But we're here to do this service so we can get purified and get ready and develop the spiritual body so we can enter enter the Goloka Vrindavan, and we can start practicing start by this service now we're actually practicing for the spiritual world. So when we get there, we'll get trained up by whatever asasaki we come under, what group, or as we know, there's 8 asasakis, and they have all their different groups of sakis. And now an example of this is Bhagavad Gita Thakur. He mentions in the Navadvipa Bhavataranga at the end of it, he reveals his eternal sarup, and he reveals his service to Radha and Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita Thakur, we know, is a great preacher, also a very great householder as well. And so he reveals himself to the readers of Navadvipa Bhavataranga that he's actually Kamala Manjari in the spiritual world. And that with that he takes shelter of Anga Manjari, who we know is another form of Lord Balaram, is a female, you could say, incarnation of Lord Balaram. And then Anga Manjari takes Kamala Manjari Bhagavad Gita Thakur to actually Lalita Sakhi. Then actually Lalita Sakhi then takes Bhagavad Gita Thakur to the area where Tamal Krishna Maharaj left his body, in that area in Navadvipa, because that's the area that Krishna performs one of the Rasa Leela there every night there. And so this is also another example of the what our service is here in the material world is become slightly different. It's completely different to the service in the spiritual world, because Bhagavad Gita Thakur's service as Kamala Manjari is actually making camphor or golden camphor for the divine couple. And so this is the purpose of this movement, is to elevate the conditioned souls back and take them back to Goloka and Vrindavan. Not Vaikuntha, because Vaikuntha is all in reverence, and also says in the, I think it's the third or fourth chapters of the Adi Leela, Lord Caitanya, he's not interested in Vaivedi Bhakti. He's not interested. And also there's one letter from Prabhupada, I forget the date of it is now, he says Vaivedi Bhakti is for neophytes. But gradually we have to come to the level of Raghunuga Bhakti, spontaneous. And there's two verses like that in the Charitamrita somewhere, in the either the third or fourth chapters. And so therefore the brahmachari is one of the other functions, is to actually go out and preach. So the brahmachari then, if the spiritual master orders the sannyasi to go out preaching, he should follow instructions of the spiritual master. Like one time in India, Prabhupada was traveling on a train, and it's a big city, and a life member, the train stopped there. As we know, we've been on trains in India, they stop for some time to get water, and you can buy water. So the train stopped for about 10 minutes. And the life member said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, he said, we have no temple here. Also, you have no temple here. So then Prabhupada said, oh. Then he pointed just to two Western brahmacharis. Said, get your bags and go. Immediately, you know, they didn't know. And he said to me, go, get off and start temple. Now, nothing to eat, just a pair of cartels, not even a madanga, and just a few belongings. So immediately they went. So they got off the train. The train pulled away, and I don't know. I don't know the names of the devotees, but I'm sure some people may know. So then they got off the train, and they think, "What do we do?" So Prabhupada said, "We should start a temple. What do we do?" He said, "We'll just chant the holy name, do kirtan, Harinam Sankirtan." So from the platform with just one pair of single cartels, they went out the station, did Harinam Sankirtan, and then one lady, as they were doing Harinam Sankirtan, one Mataji came, said she was also a life member. And, oh, you were part of Swamiji's Prabhupada's he said, yes, we are, yes. And what are you doing? He said, oh, our spiritual ma has told us to leave the train and to start a temple. They said, you have a temple? He said, no, we have nothing. He said, oh, I have one room in my house. You can use that as a temple for some time until you establish it. And he said, and they said, you don't worry, I will provide prasadam for you. So this is, you could say, brahmachari life, you know. You don't worry where things will come from. Krishna, if we have full faith in the, as we read earlier, full faith in the spiritual master, the spiritual master and Krishna will actually provide for what we need. And so brahmachari life is very simple, very happy, or should be happy. And because there's no, it has, of course it has some difficulties. But if we have, but now, when I first joined, there was, I think it was a Kundari, yeah. On the Bhakta course, a Kundari actually gave one of the Bhakta classes, and he said to us, he said, now, I think there was actually 16 on the Bhakta course, and so Kundari Prabhu, he was saying, now, you're here in the temple, you finish the Bhakta course. Now, some of you may get married later, you know, and some of you may join the Brahmachari Ashram. But he said, I have one request. He says, but please don't become Mamicharis. And he explained that he has noticed that people join the Brahmachari Ashram. Some reason they have some difficulty, little sickness or something, and they go home to mummy. And their mummy looks after them very nicely. Their own little room, material comforts. And gradually, they get enamored in the material world again. And eventually they leave. So please don't become mamacharis. And at the time, it was a bit of a shock to me when he said that. But I've only had 20 years in this movement, and I can see what he said has come true. I've seen so many, many fixed-up brahmacharis go home. And I'm not saying, well, one shouldn't. One should go and see their parents. but it should be one sense, not too often. And they don't. Eventually, they don't come back. Some of them don't come back. So we have to be very careful, as it says here, the association of where the brahmacharis take their association from. We're all indebted to our parents. I cannot deny this. We're all indebted, because everyone's indebted in this material world, indebted to the sun, the moon, everything. We're all indebted, especially our parents, but also. So how do we pay the debt back? We give Krishna consciousness. This is how we pay the debt back. So brahmachari, in one sense, should not. This is, in one sense, go home for me anyway. Not too much. Otherwise, one can be enamored in the material world. I'll give another example. When I used to go and see my late mother, when I was on the Bhakta course, I spent more time in front of the TV than I did actually speaking to her. Virtually the whole day watching the TV. All the nonsense that was on there. And then I realized, the mistake, then I just restricted to only about once a month or something like that. And then I felt stronger. So brahmachari life is like this. Hopefully what I said made some sense, and if it did, Krishna's mercy. If it didn't, it's